This is RJ Hunt here, and you're listening to my podcast series titled Buffed Up Sports. During this podcast, I will be discussing the hottest topics in sports. The focus will be on Detroit sports, but time to time, the topics may venture out into teams outside of the Detroit region. If you love basketball, baseball, football, boxing, MMA, wrestling, all the sports, you name it, then this is the podcast for you. Listen to the podcast to hear sports from the mind of someone straight out of the Gen Z generation. I truly hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please leave a nice review and subscribe. Also, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at RJ_Hunt36. Once again, you are listening to the Buffed Up Sports Podcast Series. Now it's time to get the show on the road. What up, what up, what up, what up? Little people, big people, all people. To my people out in Detroit, what up, though? You know what it is. This is RJ here. So that means it's time for another episode of Buffed Up Sports. I don't even want to waste y'all time today. I don't want to talk about how my week's been, how my day's been, none of that. I just want to get right into it. So with that said, let's get it crack-a-lackin'. First thing first. It's been about a week since UFC 253, and I did check out the main event, and I have to say, I'm really starting to get pulled into UFC. I'm sure as some of you may remember in the prelude episode, I was talking about how I'm just now starting to watch UFC more and more, and I'm starting to become a fan of it. I did not watch the whole fight card because, you know, being a college student, sometimes you have to do homework on a Saturday night. That's just how life is. Yeah, that was me. But anyways, I did have time to watch the main event. So as you know, the main event featured Adesanya versus Costa. And let me tell you, this is my first time watching Adesanya. And everybody told me to check out this brother. So I did. And I'm glad I did, because not only did he win in a nice fashion, quick fashion at that, but he beat up the dude. The dude laid out, and this guy's up here breakdancing around the ring. He was doing the Booker T spin-a-rooney in the middle of the octagon while his opponent is laid out on the canvas. You can't tell me that's a bad brother to pull off some stuff like that. I gotta say, he's very cocky, but apparently he knows how to back it up, because it takes a real bold person to be breakdancing around the ring while your opponent is knocked out. Like, you ain't even check on dude or anything. My point is, I was pretty impressed by his bout, and I can't wait to see him in action next. Moving on to boxing, which was also on last week. We had the Charlo brothers doubleheading a Showtime pay-per-view. I missed Jermall Charlo fight, but I heard he won by KO. I did watch Jermall Charlo. First of all, for those who don't know, yes, they are twin brothers. Anyways, I did watch Jermall Charlo fight, and he knocked out his opponent, which was crazy to me because he hit the dude in the stomach with a jab. And the jab was so brutal, apparently, because the man went down and my man was laying on the canvas up here agonizing in pain to the point they thought he had a seizure or something. Dead serious, not even joking around. That was pretty crazy. But that was probably boxing's biggest fight the whole pandemic, which honestly makes me sad, because before the pandemic, we were ready for some big fights. We were about to get Wilder versus Fury again. Had Fury won, we were going to get Fury versus Joshua probably this fall. But since the pandemic, it's been no big fights because the fighters, you know, they trying to make their money, and I understand. But come on, man. We ain't had a real boxing fight, like an actual hype up fight, since Fury and Wilder in February. That was 7 months ago now. So we definitely need a big fight to happen soon. I'm like, where's Bud Crawford at? I say go ahead, throw on the Wilder versus Fury part 3. We supposed to get Tyson and Roy Jones in November. I'll take that. Even if it's guys who are 20 years removed from their prime and one punch could end their life. I don't want to see that. I'm serious, because hey, we got nothing else to watch. And then you have Errol Spence. Who knows when he's going to fight again? You know, he just got into a car accident a few months ago. A nasty one at that. So next time he gets in the ring, who knows if he's even going to be the same fighter. My point is, I want some boxing. Some real fights to come up soon. It's been a long time. I miss it. For those who know me, you know I love boxing. So I need a big fight to come soon, because I can't take it anymore. All right, now that we talked about that, time to throw a shout out to the ladies. The WNBA Finals is kicking off tonight. First thing first, shout out to the Connecticut Sun on a 5-game series against the Aces. as a seventh seed. They shouldn't even been in that predicament, but hey, they went against the top dogs and the Aces, and they held in there. And if you remember the last episode, I said the winner of the Aces and Sun series is going to win the championship. I'm starting to change my mind because the Aces were not that impressive to me in their series versus the Sun, to the point where I'm starting to change my mind and lean with the Storm. Because, you know, they got Breonna Stewart and Sue Bird. They be killing them, man. Aces, they ain't got it like how I thought they did. I thought they were going to, you know, come up in there and show me something versus the Sun, but they didn't. Barely won the series, so I'm going to go with the Storm for the finals. But it kicks off the night. We'll see if I'm right. Now we talk WNBA. Time to get on to the NBA. We got the NBA Finals that just kicked off the other night. That series is featuring the Miami Heat versus the LA Lakers. Now, before I get into this series, first thing first, I have to give a shout out to the Miami Heat for getting rid of the Boston Celtics and Jason Tatum. Boy, I was happy. I mean, they straight up dominated Boston that series, and I loved it. I loved it. I loved every bit of it. Now, with that being said, I think I might start to finally let up on the beef between me and Tatum, okay? Think I'm going to finally let up a little bit. We going to see how much I let up, but I think I am going to finally let up because, truth be told, he's a young player that's going to take over the league one day. I have to admit it. He's pretty good. It's like when I watch Jason Tatum, though, to me, he be seeming like he's having quiet games. But then you look at the stat line, he has a near triple-double every time. So I don't know. So I got to give credit where credit is due. Then I have to give a shout-out to the Denver Nuggets on a great playoff run. The Lakers ended them, but the Nuggets, hey, nobody expected them to go that far. Shout out to them. Now, with all that said, we come back to the NBA Finals. Before the series, I said Lakers will win in 7 games. That was my prediction before the series. Now that we have seen game one, I am going to have to switch that to LA winning in 5 games. Maybe even 4. Only because the Miami Heat are dealing with a lot of injuries right now. You got Dragic hurt. Bam Adebayo's hurt. Jimmy Butler apparently is going to play the rest of the series. But he rolled his ankle so bad the other night, I'm surprised he continued to play. So we're going to see. But I seriously think it's going to end in 5 or 4 now. Because it's just, you see, Miami was already the underdogs going into this series. Now, I felt like with the way Miami's played that the Lakers definitely should be scared and it wasn't going to be no dominant series where they just run over the Heat. I didn't think that was going to happen for the Lakers. I seriously thought we were going to get a competitive series. And in game one, the first few minutes, we was getting that. But then Lakers took over and with the Heat injuries, that was a game right there. So Lakers do have the lead 1-0 right now. I just don't know how Miami's going to get the job done. I know everybody always preaches the next man up story. And for Miami case, if Jimmy Butler's healthy, you still have him. You got Tyler Hero, who can get hot whenever. Duncan Robinson, who can get hot. I'd like to see Jay Crowder step up. And Andre Iguodala. Andre Iguodala has shown he can perform in the finals. The man is a former finals MVP, for crying out loud. The Lakers are going to be tough to beat, though. Every time I watch them, I laugh and say how it's always a player inconsistent. You never see all these players going off at once. But with game one, that's pretty much what happened. When you have KCP hitting threes, you might as well let this game go. Because when he's hitting, it's over. You know they're having a good night. I'm just saying. Trust me, I would know. I watched that man in the Detroit Pistons uniform for several years every night. And let me just tell you, Lakers better take full advantage of when he's hitting. I'm just saying. Shout out to LeBron James on 10 NBA Finals appearances. I have to give him credit. Let me put it like this. I'm not a LeBron fan, but off the court, he definitely is a great person, I believe. At least as far as philanthropy, being a role model. On the court, he is a great player. Nobody can take that away from him. Just, you know, all the battles he had with the Pistons and stuff. Never could be a fan. But 10 NBA Finals appearances? Do you know he has been to the finals more than 27 franchises? The only franchises who have been to the finals more than LeBron are, you figure, The Celtics, Lakers, and the Golden State Warriors. Makes sense. But yes, that means all other 27 teams in the association have not been to as many finals as LeBron James, which surprises me because I'm like, the Spurs haven't, the Bulls haven't, but hey, that man is a freak of nature, to say the least. Now, the topic I really wanted to get into, as you all know by now, Doc Rivers is no longer the head coach of the LA Clippers. After years of being the Clippers coach, twice he had a 3-1 lead in the playoffs and blew it. Most recently, this playoffs, it happened. So I think that was the nail in the coffin for him and his coaching job. And to be honest, as harsh as this sounds, I do not want Doc Rivers to find another coaching job. Because if you remember correctly, in 2004, during the NBA Finals, he was the color commentator for the series. And yes, you know who won that series. The Detroit Pistons. So I say let history repeat itself. Let that man get back in the commentary booth. And the Pistons might just win another ring. So I say let it happen. Let it happen, please. That was me 24/7 until it was announced that Doc Rivers is going to be the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers for next season. So there goes all the fun in that. Now, everybody's been talking about who's the Clippers' next coach. I'm going to keep saying it till it happens. Detroit Pistons legend Chauncey Billups needs to go to the Clippers. Please let it happen. I'm begging y'all. If Chauncey goes to the Clippers to be their head coach, the Clippers will be my second favorite team next to the Pistons. And I'm not kidding. Oh my goodness. I really hope this happens. I would lose my mind if this happened. And I'm going to tell you why. Chauncey needs to go to the Clippers for many reasons. One, he used to play on the Clippers. And he was a fan favorite out there as a backup to Chris Paul. Two, if you didn't know, Chauncey Billups is actually the commentator for the Clippers games currently. He's been doing that for the last season or two. So he still has a great relationship with the organization. Three, Chauncey Billups has been in the rumors about he's looking for a head coaching job. A few weeks ago, it was rumored he was going to the Indiana Pacers. And I was like, God, please don't let this happen. Please. Chauncey is my favorite player of all time. But I refuse to cheer for him if he goes to the Pacers. There's no way in the world I could cheer for a man whose coaching are divisional rivals. I cannot let it happen. Plus, the Pacers are in a crossroads right now. They don't know if they're about to rebuild or they're going to build off what they have right now. So I don't want to see him go to a team that's bad and then they make him look bad. But if he goes to the Clippers, their roster is pretty much set. They're just trying to get over the hump. And I think about how Mark Jackson got the Golden State Warriors to a certain point, and then Steve Kerr came over and took them to that next level. I really want Chauncey to do the same thing with the Clippers. Plus, if he goes to the Clippers, we play them. When I say we, I'm talking about the Detroit Pistons. We play them twice a year, and they're in the West Coast. They won't bother us as much as if he went to the Pacers. We played them four times a year, and they're in our division. That would be a problem. The Clippers, I would love it. He doesn't bother us. Chauncey gets to go to a good team. They can make him look good. I'm begging for it to happen. Please. All right, enough of basketball. Let's talk some NFL. Before I get into the Lions, side note, Patrick Mahomes is really a dog. I watched that Monday Night Football game between the Chiefs and the Ravens. Lamar Jackson let me down, but Pat Mahomes sure did not. That boy could throw a deep ball like it ain't nothing. He could be in the pocket, deep ball. He could be scrambling, deep ball. And he could make it catchable every single time. I mean, that dude is a dog. I should have probably played football considering how much money he's getting now. My goodness. Let's talk Lions though. So Lions, since last time we talked, they've had two games. First, they got smacked by the Green Bay Packers. I don't even want to talk about that game. But then they finally won on a game-winning field goal against the Cardinals. I don't even know if we just played a good game or the Cardinals had a bad game, because Kyler Murray did throw four interceptions. Is that good defense or just bad offense we witnessed? I guess you got to look at it from both ways. Only reason I say that because I know the Lions. I know it's like, don't get too happy. Anyways, the Lions are 1-2 right now, and I'm still riding with my prediction of 3-13 for the season. I'm about to read you off the Lions' remaining schedule and tell you if I think they're going to win or lose. Saints, loss. Jaguars, win. Falcons, loss. Colts, loss. Vikings, loss. Washington, loss. Panthers, loss. Texans, loss. Bears, loss. Packers, loss. Titans, win. Bucks, loss. Vikings, loss. You put it all together, they're 3-13 still in my prediction. So I'm rolling with it. I figured I might as well update it since we're 3 games into the season, and that's where I still stand. And then we have head coach Matt Patricia. Matt Patricia was asked about his coaching job being in the hot seat, and his response was, and I quote, "I don't ride the roller coaster. I think it's hard to lead if you ride the roller coaster." End of quote. Let me tell you something. That man, no matter how he put it, whether he believe it or not, whether he wouldn't admit it or not, this is it. And if they go 3-13, like how I say they will, he could kiss his job goodbye. In fact, with all the losses I announced and the amount of losses in a row I announced, he will be lucky to make it to the Thanksgiving game at this point. So he better be careful. I'm serious. He better, somebody better, somebody better light a fire under him and tell him we need results. One game is not going to do it. Now, if you go 2-2 into the bye week with the Saints, that's still not going to do it. I'm starting to sound like Stephen A. Let me calm down. I don't like Patricia, man. I'm sorry. He might be a good guy off the field, but as a head coach of the Detroit Lions, it's just, he's not it. He's not it. In fact, nobody's it for the Lions, man. This is why I play Madden. I'll win a Super Bowl that way, because we not going to win in my lifetime. Anyways, it's time to wrap up, so it's time for some question. Yeah, that's right. You only got one this week. But hey, one's better than none, so we'll take it.
This comes from my big cousin, Devontae. What up, cuz? And you can follow him at
D the Kid.
His question is, what position or what specific player would you like to see the Pistons draft? For me, that's real easy. LaMelo Ball or Killian Hayes? LaMelo Ball because he's been training in Detroit. His mom's from Michigan. He knows what it's like out here. He's been out here the whole summer, so him coming here wouldn't be that big of an adjustment. Killian Hayes because he's played with Sekou Doumbouya, and you put them two together, let them grow together and develop together, that could be something. So who knows? No matter what, you need to draft a point guard. I love Derrick Rose, but he's not a starting point guard. He is, but his body is not, because we all know the injuries. Well, the music is starting to play, so you know what that means. It's time to wrap this episode up. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is the same for both. So you can follow me at RJ_Hunt36. Thank you for listening, and I hope you come back to hear more episodes. Just remember to spread love. Keep your chest out. Hold your head up. Show off them pretty teeth, and don't you worry about a thing. Until next time, y'all be good out there. God bless you all. Peace.